Hey there, it's Carolyn. Before we start today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a brand new challenge that we have starting over in the Homestead Kitchen membership really soon. This one is all about making your very own herbal oils and culinary oils and cosmetic oils and turning them into salves and balms for your herbal medicine cabinet. If you're interested in joining me for the Herbal Oils and Salves Challenge, then go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Okay.
All righty. Here, let's see. RN Sanders on Homestead Dairy Clabbered Milks asks, can I clabber the leftover whey after I've made mozzarella?
Interesting question, which is no. No, after you make the mozzarella, you're actually taking out the proteins that would clabber in a clabbered milk. So you're going to lose that. And unfortunately, after you make something like a mozzarella, the way you need to get it into the refrigerator really quickly if you're going to use it for something. Now, what you can do is you can make a ricotta out of that right after you make your mozzarella. As long as it's within 3 hours of finishing your mozzarella, you can turn around and make a ricotta out of that whey. But you wouldn't want to clabber the whey itself.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you are looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.